Sunday the 3rd of June 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Belonging. Sermon title, Belonging to God's Plan for Us. Bible reading, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 14. Talk by Roger Whip.
This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me to come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Okay, now the theme for today's talk is plans. It's such a short word, but it has a huge and a varied meaning. A plan can either be a written plan, such as a building plan, like we have for our church, and that's stuck on the wall in the hall, or a more detailed one, which will include precise details to conform with the building regulations, which the builders obviously have to stick to. And these, as we know, can cost us thousands of pounds in architect fees. I mean, it's astronomical. However, unless they're followed exactly, trouble can lay ahead. Just as, I don't think they followed the building plans. How about that one? I love this one. I don't know, I assume most of you live around this way. I live in North Romford and I use the 127 quite a lot. And 3 years ago they told me the road would be shut for the new Crossrail bridge and they're doing roadworks. There's always problems on the 127 at Ardley Green. They said 3 years. 5 years on, where are we? Still not finished. Do you know why? Because that's exactly the same what they did. When they put it together, they didn't follow the plans. So I've had to rebuild part of that bridge at Ardley Green. Now, a map is a form of a written plan to get you from one place to another in the shortest distance. And again, if we read it wrong, or like with our maze, we can end up lost or in a dead end. Then we have plans that are not always written down, unless perhaps in a diary, for what we're going to do in the future. Now, regardless of our age, we've all got plans. And I'm sure some of you children, you've got plans what you're going to do in your school holidays. Do you like school holidays or not? Do you like that? No, you don't seem that keen. Perhaps you have to stay at school all the time then. Okay. But I'm sure you've got plans. We plan out holidays sometimes years in advance. Some of us, especially as we get older, like me, will make a will, often including details of how we want our funeral conducted. If you like, our plans. Now, there is a saying that the best laid schemes of mice and men often go astray. The saying is adapted from A Lion in To a Mouse by the poet Robert Burns. And no matter how careful a project is planned, something may still go wrong with it. You know, your planned trip, perhaps, to the world of adventure or Legoland, it may be rained off. Or your car might break down. Holiday firms and airlines can and often do go broke. And I guess the only certain plan to be fulfilled is your will. And trust me when I say all of us can't avoid dying. Now, Maggie and I absolutely love Despicable Me and the Minion films. Anyone else? Oh, we've got some more fans. Great, good. I'm glad we're not alone. Now, as Maggie and I have been privileged to travel around the world in recent years, it seems that minions are everywhere. I was on the beach in Chile last year. And on the beach, what did I see? A minion. Absolutely. Now, for those of you that are still living in the Dark Age and you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about, let's watch this video clip from Despicable Me.
Now, I realize that you guys have probably heard about this other villain who stole the pyramids.
Now, I won't tell you exactly how the film ends in case you've been so excited for that you're going to see the film another time. Just to say that Gru, the man with the funny nose, his plans, although work in part, they end up in a bit of a disaster. Now, one reason that I like the Despicable Me films is that it's a bit like The Simpsons. You know, it shows situations that can happen in life and how things can and often do go wrong. Especially when we get distracted or if we can get led astray by other people. I'm sure the Minions have a lovable side, but they're led astray by their evil leader, Gru, and often with terrible consequences. You know, we're all encouraged by a good leader. Someone that stirs us up to move us forward. Someone who believes that we can do the task he has given and that they will be with us all the time, leading from the front. One of my many roles in the police force was part of the public disorder team, often called the riot squad. The success of any deployment depended on how good our commanding officers were, both in the control room or especially on the front line. Now, occasionally we'd have leaders who never had a clue. They never inspired us or motivated us. Someone who stayed at the back, out of harm's way, whilst the cannon fodder, us, is closer to potential danger. And it was in these situations that most officers received injuries and physical, both physical and mental. And sadly, protesters only see the uniform, not the person inside it. And, you know, we had to conform to our instructions, even if they, or we might have agreed with some of the reasons for the protest. With a good leader, we felt more confident, efficient, and we were willing to go the extra mile. They're sometimes into very dangerous situations. You know, God is such a leader. God knows the future, and these plans for us are good and they're full of hope. As long as the God who knows the future provides our agenda and we allow him to go with us to fulfil his purpose in our lives, we can have boundless hope. This doesn't mean that we'll be spared pain, suffering or hardship, but that God will lead us through to a glorious conclusion. As Martin's already mentioned, last weekend at our church weekend, we had a wonderful set of teaching from Peter, our bishop. And one thing that he did mention was Simon and Garfunkel's song, which some of you older people might know, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And he pointed out that as we go through difficulties in life, God won't give us a bridge to avoid them, but a path to guide us through the troubled waters that life can sometimes throw at us. You know, from an early age, we all have plans. Some will be fulfilled over a period of time, and many may change. I guess many of you youngsters down here often get asked the question, what do you want to do when you leave school? Do you get that asked that by anyone? If you don't now, you will in a few years' time. Excuse me. Now, when I was 10, I wanted to be a coach driver, but that never happened. Plan A was superseded by plan B, C and D. And it never fails to amaze me, to be honest, and sometimes it does annoy me, how much money and effort is spent sending youngsters off to uni, where they spend at least 3 years studying for something, but they never end up in the field for which they studied for. Oh, I know we can argue that sometimes the jobs aren't available. But sometimes it's because plans are often changed due to personal circumstances or a change of thinking. My wife Maggie wanted to join the Women's Royal Air Force and become the first British woman astronaut. That's true. You ask her afterwards. But she met the most handsome, wonderful and modest man who swept her off her feet, so she never fulfilled her plan. She married me instead. And instead of landing on the moon, she was over the moon, so to speak. You know, God is well aware that there are turns in life that we can never undo. We make wrong choices sometimes. We may take detours off God's plan for our lives. But God is never deterred by our position. You see, God sees only one plan, and it's in our reading, it should say, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Now in this, God is never at work redirecting our steps, while at the end, God himself remains the same. Despite broken roads and secondary paths, God is forever showing us that the destination is unchanging. And in the end, God's best plans come into our lives, not because of our careful steps towards him, but he draws close to us. You see, the God of Christians, the only true God, is one whose plans are all-encompassing, whose arm is not too short to save, who goes that extra mile, who takes every detour with us, and no one is exempt from his saving grace. At the time that Jeremiah wrote these encouraging words to the Hebrews, they were having an awful time in captivity in Babylon. The world was falling apart. Yet he encouraged them not to be distracted by fixing their minds on God's sovereign plan for them. You know, it always amazes me why Almighty God gave his people free will. And I know I abuse it all the time. One thing I do know for certain is that God wants the best for each and every one of us. He has a perfect plan for our lives. Now, whether we choose to follow his plan is another matter. How many people, especially young people, you know, admit that they go to church or believe and trust in God? Too often we can get bullied or laughed at, can't we? And others try to steer us in another direction. God always keeps his promise, as we're reminded in our reading. You know, when things get tough, we must call on God in prayer and he will help us. You know, most of us really are like a minion or group. We can be easily led, have wrong thoughts and do evil deeds. Our outward appearance doesn't always match our inner self. Now, and it's good news that even when we fail to listen to God or ignore him and we take the wrong path and we follow our own plans that aren't good, there is always a way back to God. God gave us the gift of Jesus and the cross as a signpost to put us back onto the right route, a relationship with him and a ticket to heaven. You know, love is the key to a better and more rewarding life, as Bishop Curry emphasized at the royal wedding. Now, whether we admit to it or not, each and every person in this room wants to be loved. You know, God so loved the world, that's you and me, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, so that all of us who trust and love him will receive not only life in all its fullness, but an everlasting life. Now, even the most vilest person on the planet, even worse than Gru that we saw on the film, has the opportunity to turn their life around through love, the love of God, the love that sent Jesus for our sins. You know, Gru did manage to shrink and steal the moon, but his plans misfired and caused him many problems. He decided to adopt three young girls, not because he had a kind, loving heart. Far from it. He wanted to use those three little girls for evil purposes. They were part of his evil plans. However, love is powerful. Love can be life-changing. As we close, and some of you say, thank goodness already, let's close with another clip from Despicable Me.
Okay, girl, it's time for bed.
Come on, you want a story? Please, please,
begin. Love completely overtook the evil and turned his life around. So too can the love of Christ. I wonder. All right, can you hear? All right. So too can the love of Christ, you know. Will we remove the barriers of pride and stubbornness that can prevent us from receiving the full blessing that God promises to all of us? You know, he has the same plan for us as he had for the Hebrews. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope for the future. Amen.